Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's so great to be here with you. I'm so excited today. I'm a huge fan of Peter Walsh. He's the clutter guru. He's on Oprah. He's a motivational speaker. He's got books. He's got it all. And joining me in the studio is Vicki Sanders, who's also got it all. A lot of junk at her house. No, I'm kidding.
Thanks, Patty. Where's the door?
Now, Vicki is a Saanich counselor, and I brought Vicki along today because she inherited her parents' house and has redone it all. But you also have taken a lot of your friends and possessions from other people and have, like myself, had a hard time parting and not knowing what to do with heirlooms. Peter Walsh is here to join us today to help us with all of our clutter problems. How are you, Peter?
I am very well, thank you. Very well.
Excellent.
I'm excited to be here, too. Thank
you.
Oh,
my gosh, Peter, I've always been a fan of yours, and I knew you'd be the kind of person who would join us today because I think you're passionate about helping people in their lives. And the more I read about you, the mental, physical clutter, your new book, It's All Too Much. It's all associated, right? All this stuff that we accumulate, more is more. Our stuff becomes who we think we are.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, stuff has, I think there are two things. Number one, stuff has power, you know, and I think the interesting thing is that we can very easily become slaves to our stuff. We think that, you know, if we lose our stuff, if we don't have the right amount of stuff, we just can't be happy, or we won't honor people, or somehow we'll lose part of ourselves. And so I think it's really important, obviously, to have stuff around you that you love and that you use, but you have to own your stuff and not let your stuff own you. And at the end of the day, I think it all comes down to that.
I think you're right. And I think also on past shows, we've been talking about death. People don't want to talk about death, but eventually all this stuff means nothing in a way. We have our memories, and stuff is just stuff, right?
Well, you know, it's, you know, this is a really interesting topic and a very pertinent one for me. I returned just 2 days ago from Australia, and one of the main reasons I went is my mum is nearly 90 now, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's very likely that this time, and I was very cognizant of this, that I will not see her again. You know, she's very frail and very old. Mm-hmm. And the reason I went there was to deal with all of the stuff around death and around her passing, and to make sure that once she does go, that I am, I don't know quite what the word is, I'm not going to be happy about it, but that I will be at peace with her passing. And so, you know, I think as all of our parents get older, and there's a huge number of us in this boat, we have to come to terms not only with their passing, but what we do with their stuff mm-hmm. once they go. And I think that can be very traumatic and harrowing for any of us, especially if we don't deal with it in advance of our parents dying.
Absolutely. My mom, my last parent, just died in December, and she was 92, Peter. So it's a whole different thing when you're the last, you know, you have all, you're the keeper of all the stuff.
Absolutely.
When no parents are left. And it is an emotional thing, but also, I don't know, you feel sort of bad if you throw things away.
Could I stop you right there?
Yes,
can I stop
please.
You right there? Because you just revealed something in the words that you used that is absolutely critical to understand. You said it's interesting when you're the keeper of the stuff.
Vicki and I are both daughters and can relate
keepers.
To that.
It's fascinating. It's so fascinating because that's exactly the kind of thing you have to come to terms with. Are you left to deal with the stuff, or are you entrusted with the stuff? Are you the keeper of the stuff? Because they're two very different mindsets. If you're the keeper of the stuff, then there's somehow an implied imperative that you cannot let it go, because there is something more important than just the stuff going on here. So we reveal ourselves in passing in the words that we use, and I love the fact, and respectfully, that already you've opened the door a little bit on your own situation.
Well, that's true. How about for you, Vicky? I know you have other siblings, but you felt that same need to keep this legacy going with a lot of your parents' things and had a hard time parting with it.
I think we're a family of keepers because we did share it around.
Oh, did you?
So, yeah, we all have from various family members.
See, I have I have a brother, though, who doesn't really care so much about stuff, so I feel like it's my duty to sort of honor some of it. And then you get, Peter, stuff like, you know, all these photos and tchotchkes and all, especially photos and things. And,
yes.
You know, I got my own collection, and, you know, I don't look at this stuff, and my kids, like, what are they going to do? And the other thing is, Peter, when people die, we have all these ashes. I say to my kids, we have more dead people in our house than living. You know, it's like, what are we going to do with all this stuff, right?
Well, you know, for me, and I deal with a huge number of people who are now dealing with this issue. And for me, a lot of it comes down to a mindset. And what often happens is that there is this mindset that I have to keep all or nothing. You know, and it's very hard to find the middle ground. And so what I will often do is say a couple of things. Number one, your parents loved you, and there is no way that they would have interpreted that love as you have to keep all of this stuff.
What if they were Catholic?
No parent wants their child, I think, burdened with the concept that you only would have loved me if you keep all of my stuff. That's ludicrous, number one. And number two, instead of thinking of, what do I have to get rid of? What do I have to throw away? I try to get people to change their mindset and say, what are the five treasures in all of this that your mother or your father, that your parents would say, these are the five treasures that most remind me of you, that I most want to leave you as a legacy. And instead of thinking of it as getting rid of stuff, think of it as going through things looking for five treasures.
It's interesting, Peter, because you're downsizing your mom. And when we went from being a big house to putting my mom in a smaller place, when you really think about it, it's pretty intuitive exactly what would make that house, even in a smaller form, what they would like. And I think that's that same thought you're talking about now, is you kind of know inside, but people don't want to make decisions or deal with it today. It's tomorrow, right? Mañana.
Yeah, well, I think, and that's, you know, that's the whole thing with clutter, that the moment you start using the word later, the moment you start putting things off, and especially when it comes to something that's extremely finite, like the number of days left in our parents' lives, the moment you do that, the moment you invite clutter into your home, and the moment the stuff starts to take over.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to get some solutions. I also have a call on the phone. We're going to talk about downsizing. Back in a minute with Peter Walsh.
Hey, it's Ryan. Short show coming up. BC Lions football on CFAX. But stay tuned before that, because we'll have the results of the Name That Team contest for Victoria's new baseball club.
Afternoons with Ryan Price on CFAX 1070.
Hey, Dad, catch!
Nice one, buddy.
Playtimes, mealtimes, tuck you in at night times. They're all important times for children. They're even more important when those children are diagnosed with a serious illness. That's why it's time to build a bigger Ronald McDonald House, to ensure that more families with kids receiving treatment at the BC Children's Hospital get to stay together.
Please donate to Ronald McDonald House at rmhbc.ca.
The Northern Gateway Project will meet all Canadian and international safety standards, and in many cases, exceed them to protect BC's coastline. At Kitimat Marine Operations, only vetted, double-hulled tankers will be allowed entry and will be escorted to and from port by specially designed tugboats. Navigation aids and first response systems will improve safety for all marine traffic. Northern Gateway. It's more than a pipeline. It's a path to our future. Learn more at northerngateway.ca.
An afternoon at work. An afternoon of golf. No contest, is it? Book an afternoon at Highland Pacific Golf and take advantage of their afternoon special rates. Escape your worries and golf. Relax. Enjoy the quiet. Meet your friends for lunch on the patio. An afternoon of bliss awaits you at Highland Pacific Golf behind Vic General. Call 478-GOLF or book online at highlandpacificgolf.com.
Make no mistake, Generation Furniture is closing forever in the very near future. Oh, also in the very near future, holiday entertaining season. So here's what you do. Decide what you need in the way of new furniture, dining room suite, sofa, whatever. Then get to Generation Furniture right now. If you wait, you'll miss savings up to 70% on a great selection of great furniture. Yeah, 70%. Make no mistake, Generation Furniture is closing forever behind the West Shore Mall on Langford Parkway.
We are back in the studio. Is Vicki Sanders, and on the phone is Peter Walsh. And Peter can be found at peterwalshdesign.com. He has many books. He's a motivational speaker. He has products. All the stuff you want to know about Peter is on that website. And Peter, may I suggest your next book, dedicated to me, is about helping downsize and about seniors and how we get rid of heirlooms?
I'm sorry, the phone dropped out there, Patty. I really missed that.
You have a new book. Yeah, your new book is going to be heirlooms and how to pass on stuff.
Okay, Patty, that's a great idea.
Don't you think so? I mean, how many boomers do we have? Right, we're all going to be in this position where we have parents or ourselves that we need to downsize for our kids' sake. And on the phone, actually, we have a caller, Loretta. Loretta, you want to talk about downsizing. Tell me, you just bought a house or sold your house and you...
I've sold my house.
Yeah.
And I have to downsize, and I've got 2,000 square feet right now.
Wow.
And I have to go down to, like, you know, about 1,000. And I've spent years accumulating some beautiful furniture and things and gorgeous cut crystal, and I love it. But I, of course, I'm not going to be able to take it all. And my children are grown, and they all have things of their own. And
they don't
really
want
hard.
And this really, you know, will take you to the next phase anyways, right, where your kids don't have to go through your stuff. So, Peter, this is sort of exactly what you're talking about. Give us some tips on how we can start this process for Loretta. Do we need to have a friend with us that comes in, looks at our stuff so we don't hang on to it and helps us, like you do on your TV shows, get rid of it?
Look, Loretta, thanks so much for the call, because you represent, I think, a situation that so many people are in. One principle to stick by before you start. If you're in a relationship with a person, and I want to draw an analogy here, and that person doesn't honor and respect you, you know that very quickly that relationship is going to sour. Would that be fair to say?
Yes.
Okay, we all agree.
So you need to keep in mind that it is exactly the same with this new space that you are moving into. Before you even move into it, you have to be sure that you're going to honor and respect the amount of space that you have. So you must be very careful not to overload the space. Because the moment you do, you're not honoring and respecting the space, and you will never be happy in that space. That's number one. And that's a principle to stick by as you move in. Number two, I know that you have all this crystal and other stuff that you love, but you simply do not have the space to take it. So I would suggest that the way you start is you step to a collection or step into a room or look at a category of stuff and start by saying, what are the 10 things that I love more than anything else? Take those 10 items and see, okay, do they fit nicely into the new space? And continue doing that process until you get to a point where you can say, this shelf, this cupboard, this space in my new 1,000 square feet is beautifully and adequately filled with stuff, but not to the limit. And if you do it in that kind of step, 10 at a time, 15 at a time, whatever, you will get to a point where you have the things that make your heart sing the most. With the rest, give items to friends that you love. Put them in consignment. Sell them online. Donate them to great causes so that when you pass them on to others, you have the sense that they are going to great, wonderful homes that will care for them, that will get benefit from them, that will value them.
Well, that's great advice, Loretta. I hope that things go well with Peter's advice and you can move on to your next place and Really enjoy it.
I do appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thanks, Loretta, and good luck with the move.
Thank you.
And Vicki, you were saying, too, you work at home, so you wanted to ask Peter about your situation with your stuff.
Yeah, that's my biggest challenge. I work at home, have lots of paper, and it just piles up. And I'm also with some volunteer organizations and such, too. And it's just one pile of paper here and a pile of paper there and the stuff. So I don't get time to get to the stuff because I'm making a mess.
Okay, but here's the thing. Can I be a little tough here? You know
that
I'm
please
tough.
Do. Oh,
yes, please.
Paper doesn't pile up. You let the paper pile up.
You're right.
Oh.
So number one, and here it comes, number one, you have to take more responsibility for the paper, because if the paper is piling up, it means that you are using the word later. I will file this later. I will deal with this later. I will recycle this later. And the moment you use the word later, you're putting off the decision, number one. Number two, you don't have systems. Chances are you don't have systems in place. You need to get a great filing system. You need to, you know, allocate the paper to different areas. This shelf is for the upcoming auction. This shelf is stuff that I need to file, but it's not that important, so I can put it in a box and put it in the garage. You need to deal with the paper as it comes through, mail, magazines, paper for your charities, whatever it is, because the moment you procrastinate, you've given up.
Yes.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah, and I have gone through those systems, but it's, well, that pile's 2 years old. Let's start a new set of piles. And
Peter, do you need someone to help? Do you need someone to help you with this? A friend come along and help you sort things?
Yeah, that's a great thing, that moral support, to get someone to come in who can kind of make you laugh a little bit at your silliness, because we're all a little bit silly when it comes to, no, I can't let go of this tracksuit from these sweatpants from the 80s. I just can't.
or those leather jeans.
You need someone who can make a bit of fun of you and can really, you know, give you a push, can really give you a bit of motivation. It's a great thing. Even get a couple of friends over, you know, crack a bottle of great white wine. You have, you know, some great vintages in Canada.
We do.
Sit around, sip a glass of wine,
or
go
two.
Through the stuff, whether it's your office or your closet, and then next week go to your girlfriend's place and agree that it's a rotating thing for the three of you to do over 3 weeks. Give each other a bit of a push and make it a bit of a social thing.
Right. And, you know, my friend's a Virgo, and I know you are as well, aren't you, Peter?
Of course.
And
yeah,
I am,
and Virgos,
too.
Well, maybe you don't fit the mold, but Virgos are so organized anyways, right? I mean, seems like, you know, maybe it's easier with your sign.
I have organized stuff.
Yeah. So when we have photos and all these things, we talked about the paper. When we have photos from the past and lots of things like that, do we just store them properly, even if we're never going to look at them? What do we do with all those kind of images?
Here's a really tough thing that nobody wants to hear. Hold on to your seats, ladies.
I'm holding.
Nobody wants to look at your photos. Not even you.
Not even me. I'm bored with all these videos.
Let me tell you why. This is why you have boxes of photos in the closet in the spare bedroom at home. Nobody wants to look at your photos.
They're
not
bored.
Even you. And here's the thing. This is also why you have boxes of your mum's photos somewhere, because she didn't even want to look at her photos.
And we don't even know who the people are.
Oh,
Thank you very much.
You're
so, here's
so
what you
funny.
Do. Here's
yeah.
what you do.
Yeah.
You get a beautiful photo album. Instead of worrying about all of the photos, starting today, moving forward, when you go to an event, you take photos. They're all digital, so you can take as many as you want. Take one or two that are the cream of the crop, put them in the photo album, and put a 3x5 card next to them with a description of the event, why you loved it, and who was there, and put that photo album on a coffee table in your house. So it becomes a best of and a go-to album. For the rest, spend maybe an hour going through the photos and picking out some that are the cream of the crop that you love, put them in another photo album, put them on a coffee table so it's a great memento, and for the rest, leave them in your closet and let your kids worry about them after you're gone.
Oh, I love it. That's exactly.
I do. I love that, too.
Yeah. We'll leave them all our debt and all our photos.
That's right.
Good call. Good call. The other little thing before you go, Peter, too, I want to talk about the dirty little secret. You know, I'm one of those people, they come in, they go, oh, your house is so clean. Everything on the surface is wonderful. And we have a garage full of stuff. And unfortunately, my husband Hudson's taken to going to the auction. So we have like a spring collection, fall, all different furniture. What do you do with the closet or the garage full of stuff? Where do you start to kind of get rid of that? And because it gets so overwhelming with how much is in there.
Number one, you move house when your husband's at work and don't tell him where you've moved to. So then you get rid of that big problem, number one. So you leave your husband somewhere wandering in BC, wondering where you've moved to. So you never have to worry about him in the auctions again.
Yeah.
For the rest, you know, you need to look at your stuff. Look at the stuff in the garage and be really serious about it. Look, the bottom line is, chances are you're never going to use that stuff. So, you know, either consignment, donate it to a great cause, go through the house and swap out stuff from the garage that you love even more. And for the rest, you need to commit to letting it go. Is your car parked on the street or in the garage?
You know what? We have rental houses, so we actually have to put our summer, we have some convertibles at an apartment place. We rent parking spots. Oh, no, the secret's out.
The secret is out.
But you're not that different from most. Look, the bottom line is, it's about the fun of the chase. Chances are it's about the fun of the game of finding wonderful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the imagining that I might use this one day. Commit that within the next 3 months, you're going to either use it or sell it, donate it, whatever. Because this, again, is about, you know, the will to move this stuff on.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, it's costing you money and you're simply not benefiting from it. You know, it comes down to the two of you committing to this is the next 3 months before winter really sets in that we're really going to deal with this.
And your new book, Peter, is sort of based on mental clutter. Is it the mental stuff between our ears?
Yeah, you know, the bottom line is that for me, clutter is defined as anything that gets between you and the life you want to be living.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be, you know, the stuff that we own. It can be our financial life, you know, our spending of money that really trips us up from living the life that we want. Or it can be the way we communicate, you know, falling into old patterns of communication or anger or resentment or passive aggressiveness. For me, all of that is broadly defined as clutter. And so the books that I've written deal with, Enough Already deals with the mental clutter, Lighten Up deals with our financial life and our financial clutter, because at the end of the day, if we're not living the life that we want, if we're unhappy in the life that we want, then for me that means that somehow our clutter, broadly defined, is tripping us up.
Peter Walsh at peterwalshdesign.com. You can see his books, his products, all the stuff that he does. Peter, it's been such an honor to talk to you. I just think you're fabulous. I'm such a huge fan. And I hope you'll come back to the show maybe after Christmas.
Anytime. I'm so thrilled to be able to chat with you. Anytime.
Oh, awesome, Peter. Well, listen, you have a great day, and we'll talk to you maybe after Christmas. Back in a minute.
Look forward to it.
Absolutely. Back in a minute talking about the bridal fair.
A three-bedroom luxury townhome, 2,500 square feet, panoramic views of Victoria and the Olympic Mountains, and now more affordable than ever. Want to move into Rainbow Hill? You can for as low as $699.9. Own a luxury ocean and city view townhome, and the price has been drastically reduced up to $130,000. Don't wait. Contact the Preferred Homes team at RE/MAX Camosun. See their show homes every weekend from 1 to 4. Learn more at rainbowhill.ca.
Last night he tried to blank me.
The Blankest Game Show is back on Comedy.
Okay, let's play Match Game.
The rules are simple. Match celebrity answers to fill in the blank questions.
He sneezed and almost blew his blank off.
I didn't know if you could say...
Keep it PG.
It's mean.
You are terrible at this game.
But fair.
Let's see if anyone else had a perfectly reasonable response. Probably not.
Watch the series premiere of Match Game, Monday at 8 on Comedy.
It's 11:30.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
It is partly cloudy and up to 13 degrees now downtown. Good morning. I'm Kyle Reynolds. A man believed to be a risk to children may have been seen in the Capital Region, and now police are warning parents to keep an eye out. 47-year-old Mark Peter Bell is wanted by police for an outstanding warrant and poses a danger to children under the age of 16. The Victoria and Sydney North Saanich school boards both sent out urgent messages for parents yesterday after there were unconfirmed sightings of Bell at the Panorama Rec Center, Sighampton Park, and at Talista Park. Bell is 6'1", around 200 pounds, and balding. He sometimes dresses as a woman with a dark wig. You can find a photo of the man on our website, cfax1070.com. The president of the BC Teachers Federation says she'd like to see a different approach be taken to eliminate bullying in BC schools. Allison Bailey has more.
And it's not good enough to intervene when there's a problem. What we need to do is stop these things from happening in the first place.
Susan Lambert says it's not a matter of trying to identify bullies. She says the creation of or the permission for bullying behavior to develop has to be stopped. Lambert says she'd like to see the province's new erase bullying program take more of a preventative approach rather than a reactionary one to examine the root causes and try to eliminate them. Allison Bailey, Vancouver.
Lambert's comments come after the suicide of 15-year-old Port Coquitlam girl Amanda Todd, who in an online video posted 1 month before her death detailed relentless bullying. She took her own life on Wednesday night. And Enbridge experts are in Prince George this weekend attending hearings on the Northern Gateway Pipeline. The BC government says it's concerned over what it calls a lack of information from those experts. But company vice president Janet Holder says Enbridge has submitted more than 20,000 pages of documents and plans. After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Clark residence. We did not get a correct answer to our newsmaker question, though. So after the news at noon today, our prize will be $312, brought to you by Glenwood Meats at 1245 Parkdale Drive in Langford. And a look at CFAX 1070 weather now. Cloudy for the most part today, a high of 15 degrees. The rain returns tonight. A fair amount of wind overnight as well with a low of 11 degrees. And tomorrow the rain continues in the morning, ending late in the afternoon, then cloudy with a high of 16 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back. Gosh, Vicky and I were just saying we just enjoy talking to Peter so much, and Vicky's already protesting she's not going to do anything because she's too stubborn.
I'm not too stubborn.
We'll have to ask him that next time. Wasn't he great, though?
He was great. Oh, I can't downsize. I upsized, remember?
We're upsizing. Later, next segment, we want to take a few calls, maybe talk to you about your kind of dilemmas with your stuff. Vicky and I always like talking about our stuff. Speaking of stuff, there's some great prizes, great events coming up at the Victoria Wedding Show. It's or the Victoria Bridal Fair, I mean, on October 21st. I have Dennis Ailson on the phone. How are you, Dennis?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Patty.
Excellent. Now,
it actually is the Victoria Wedding Show. The Bridal Fair is in February.
I get so mixed up. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry about that.
And this is October 21st, and you have a really neat kind of event coming up next week, Battle of the Brides.
Well, we do. Actually, it's going to be a wedding show all week on Wednesday at 12 o'clock noon in the Mayfair Mall in front of Lugera Jewelers. We have what we call the Battle of the Brides. Mm-hmm. We selected four brides-to-be, and they are going to come and they're going to dive in this beautiful decorated wedding cake from Deb Turner at Cakes Galore.
Ooh.
And they're searching for two wedding bands, his and her wedding bands, from Lugera Jewelers.
Oh, what a nice gift. And how long do you think that'll take them? It's probably going to be an ugly fight, huh?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
It is an ugly fight. They actually get down on their hands and knees on the floor and sifting through the dough looking for the rings. And we make it a little more challenging by putting in three or four phony rings. So they may think they have won and they haven't.
That's hilarious.
So it usually goes about 10 minutes.
Geez, do you remember when we were young? My mom used to put like coins.
I don't remember
English.
Yeah. Oh, in the cake.
You'd wrap them up and you'd put them in the cake. Like, oh, yeah. That was a big thing.
Yeah, what? My husband stole them at a birthday party.
Oh, my gosh.
Cut the cake.
Now, with this, when they get this, there's also other, are there other prizes, too, for the runners-up? Do they get to keep their fake wedding bands?
We invite them to come as our guests to the Victoria Wedding Show on Sunday. And then there are more prizes at the wedding show itself, like a weekend getaway in Las Vegas. And each of the exhibitors have a draw in their booths for prizes. So there are a lot of prizes that are given away during the event.
And you have a huge prize, too, that someone could save a lot of money on their honeymoon.
Yes, actually, it's a weekend getaway in Las Vegas is the grand prize for a bridal couple.
That's very nice. Now, this has become a real event for anybody who's getting married in Victoria or probably on Vancouver Island, because all the exhibitors are in one spot. So if you have any questions, they're right there. You have over 80 exhibitors. You have a fashion show. Tell us a little bit about how the day unfolds, Peter.
Well, the fashion show, it's actually really exciting this year. We have a choreographer from Vancouver, from Pizzazz International, and she's lined up just a wonderful show. It's very upbeat and it's elegant. There's entertainment. There's live entertainment during the fashion show. Bridal fashion is being showcased by the local bridal shops in Victoria. And the brides love it. They sit in the audience. They look up there on the ramp, and they picture themselves in these beautiful gowns. And the whole show, when the bride becomes engaged, she's sometimes overwhelmed. And this gives her an opportunity to come meet all these vendors in one day and under one roof. And she actually could plan her entire wedding in the one day.
And not drive all of her friends and family nuts. Oh, no,
that's right.
That's right. And she does bring her wedding party, and very often the groom-to-be comes as well, and, of course, the mother, who is always very involved. And another unique feature we have this year is that we're featuring some Indian bridal gowns, wedding dresses.
Oh, beautiful.
And they're absolutely amazing. The colors and the stylings, and they're just so unbelievably beautiful. And we have a local makeup artist, Sharon Rai, who is a luxury wedding bridal makeup artist. She's going to be doing the Indian makeup, the henna, and it's really quite exciting.
How neat to see different culture, too, and maybe. And I know people are doing a lot of different things now, too, wanting to go sort of outside of the box maybe a little bit. Even wedding dresses are different colors and different looks and different veils. What's sort of the fashion right now? I know mermaid was big for a while. What are you seeing this year?
Well, actually, one of the highlights of the show is actually a red bride wedding dress.
How do you do that?
It's
Lola.
Stunning, and it's really talking about being out of the box.
Really, and you have to be quite bold to do that, right? I mean, and have a mom who, well, maybe you're trying to make her mad, or maybe. Yeah, exactly.
Or if you don't have a mom, you'd be better.
Yeah, maybe.
A few years ago, there was a trend for color as well. It didn't last very long, but we had one with, it was purple. And just beautiful. It was from one of the local bridal shops. But the fashion magazines are all featuring these different colors, and red is quite popular if you're bold enough to do it.
And I know a lot of bands and things, right? So you can get a plain dress or a white dress, and a lot of ribbons and sequins or things you want to add to the front can be done to give a little pop of color without committing to the whole dress color.
Yeah, for sure. And they are doing that.
And then they match up the groom, his tie, and all the sort of things with that.
Yep.
And what color is that color right now? Is it mauve, or what is the sort of?
It's red.
Red for everything, for the woman to.
It's red. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess certain times a year, with a winter wedding too, different colors would come into play. Yep. So the people you're seeing now will be getting married most likely starting May of the coming year.
Weddings are being held all throughout the year now. It used to be June, and then it spread out. But it goes almost all year round. And then, of course, destination weddings, that's very popular. And, you know, that's certainly throughout the year. But no, they're not restricted to a certain time. Certainly, they slow up in November, perhaps in December. But starting again in February, right through to the end of October.
When we come back, I just quickly want to ask you a little bit about some of the flowers and the arrangements coming and what you're seeing at the bridal fair. Back in a minute.
Give us 10 minutes, and we'll give you the world. Victoria's first choice for information, news that matters. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection, brought to you by Saffron Window Fashions.
Good morning. This is Lisa with the CFAX Community Cruiser. I am at the View Royal Fire Department for their open house that they're hosting today. They're opening their doors to the public to promote fire safety and say thank you to the community. There's a junior firefighter program for the kids going on, allowing them to use the fire hose, the fire extinguisher training, and the jaws of life. There's also truck rides happening, hands-on demos, free hot dogs, and hot chocolate. So come on down and check out all the cool stuff that's happening. The CFAX Cruiser has a fun-filled day today. Next up, we're heading out to Souk for the Souk Country Market. That's going on until 2 o'clock. I hear it's a fantastic fall market with lots of fresh produce, so definitely looking forward to that. The CFAX Mini will be out and about all weekend, so if you spot us, come on over and say hi. I've got lots of free stuff I'm giving out. That's your Community Connection, brought to you by Saffron Windows, Fashion, Drapery, and Blinds on CFAX 1070.
It's a known fact that 1 in 9 Canadians has at least one risk factor for heart disease or stroke. Sobering news? Yes, but you can fight it. Take control of your heart health with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, clinically proven to reduce LDL cholesterol, improve blood pressure, and increase circulation. Want to learn more? Visit Lifestyle Markets and ask about Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract on Douglas Street, in Cooksby Village, and on 5th Street in Sydney. This product may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
I recently found a way to get no-pressure information about cemetery and cremation advanced planning, ROBP.ca, the website for Royal Oak Burial Park. Their easy-to-navigate site describes the choices that people need to make, the options they offer, and the price lists for all of their services. Best of all, ROBP.ca is a great way to get this information in the privacy of your home and without any pressure. Royal Oak Burial Park on Falaise Drive is community-owned and not-for-profit, so they're all about service, not sales. You won't regret clicking on ROBP.ca. I didn't.
You're back, Dennis Ailson from the Victoria Wedding Show. I wanted to ask about the flowers. What kind of flowers are hot right now? Roses?
You know, the colors, again, there's a lot of bold colors, but white is very popular, it seems, this season. And with a lot of greenery, they're showing a lot of greenery. And even bouquets with just, you know, green, it's just, they're quite different.
So it's more simple, not so structured?
Yeah, very simple. Mm-hmm. Yeah, simple, elegant.
And now with food, you know, I watch all these wedding shows. I mean, it's a huge thing, Vicki, all these wedding shows. There's the wedding dresses, there's the wedding shows, the four weddings. They seem to be so elaborate now with all these huge cocktail parties, and they seem even more ramped up for my day. Well, much more. What kind of food and tidbits are you seeing for the do, as I call it?
Cupcakes have been so popular, and a lot of people are using cupcakes instead of wedding cakes. And they decorate them so beautifully, and they're quite a display at the wedding. So cupcakes is very popular. Some of them are not spending as much. They're doing smaller weddings, and so there's a lot of finger food, and sort of stand-up receptions are becoming very popular, and getting away from the traditional heavy meal.
Oh, they need some chairs for the oldsters, though, don't we?
But it is interesting. Right. When I got married, which I'm not going to say how long ago, it was stand-up reception.
Is that right?
Finger food, yep. It was definitely sandwiches.
It was certainly so. Candlelight ceremony and a stand-up reception.
Yep. You got married at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And people that think they're doing a destination wedding, maybe that saves money, not necessarily either, I would suppose, Dennis.
Well, no, because they have to take all the family along with them, so it can be quite expensive. And then they come home and they still want to have a party for their friends
that weren't able
to go. So.
And just remember, people, when you go on that destination wedding, you're taking them all with you on your honeymoon. Yikes!
That's right.
They're there.
Yeah. But
they're very popular.
People do like to get away and do something different on the beach.
Yeah, well, I have a daughter who's 20, so maybe we'll have to... Maybe one of these days we'll start coming and checking out all the venues. Not for a while, though.
We have one of our exhibitors, Sun Lovers Travel. She's specializing in destination weddings, and she's very busy. It's just amazing.
I bet. And so give people the details again, Dennis, if they want to know more about the event coming up.
Yeah, they can always go to our website, which is victoriaweddingshow.com, and they can purchase tickets there. If they purchase in advance, they save $5 on their ticket, and they can get more information at our website, which is bridalevents.ca.
Right. And so if you're a bride or an aunt or a mother, this is a really good thing to maybe get some tickets for the family to go to, because it's really one-stop shopping. Will save you a lot of grief. Mm-hmm. And all the experts are there. Anybody in the know is going to be there. And I'm sure Dennis will help you out if he could with any information that you need. Right, Dennis?
Absolutely. You can call us at 1-800-670-8833.
Can you guess for more than that?
No, that's awesome. Very good.
Great talking to you, Dennis. Good luck at the event.
Thanks very much.
Okay. Now, Vicki, we've had lots of stuff on today, and I want to take some calls. If anybody's out there, 250-386-1161, we want to talk about your stuff. You know, your family home you live in, it was your mom and dad's home. Your dad was Stan V, right?
Yes.
And so you've done a lot of work to restore that house. So that is the biggest heirloom you've been left with.
Well, exactly. And I mean, it was a house that was in perfect shape anyway. And we just planned to redecorate a bit. And it led into raising the house and lots of things and changing the 60s renovations back to as it was in the 30s. And we're really enjoying it. But I do have that hidden secret that the lower level is kind of hiding a lot of stuff.
And it's funny. So it's 250-386-1161. I've had so many people emailing when they knew Peter Walsh was going to be on, because everybody has something that they're, that they can't get rid of or part with. And I know we talk about it a lot, but I think it is really an important thing that all this accumulation we have that kind of weighs on your mind and kind of, you can think of that junk drawer, these areas in your house mm-hmm. that are full of stuff that kind of weigh you down because you know they're there. And you may pull one thing out and then you close, oh, forget it. I'll do that another day. Because it just seems so overwhelming, right?
I like his idea of, just picking the things that are really important. And when we were offline there, I gave you a story about when my son was in school and we go to the school garage sale. And my mother-in-law donated a little dish that she'd had in her living room. And my husband really got quite upset because that brought back all his memories of growing up. And we still have it, and he'll still tell our grandkids about it.
Yeah, so it's not tons and tons of stuff.
No.
It's really sort of those pieces that you might remember from the gravy boat from Turkey,
exactly.
Christmas time or whatever.
But my mother always wore a little brooch that her mother gave her. And, you look at that, and even if I'm not wearing it, when you see it in the drawer, it just brings back the fact that, she always wore that. So it's just a small, small thing, and there's many things like that.
And I think that's a good idea, too, is that, Hudson and I have started giving some of our things to the kids at birthdays. Maybe a watch that was our parents or
yes.
a ring of ours. Because, we accumulate this stuff, and you see all this great china. We go to Killshaw's auctions, and all these great pieces never been used. Of dishes and such. And we need to sort of free them up and use them
yes.
as opposed to worry that they may get lost and put them in the vault,
Exactly. It's funny. I was helping yesterday at St. Eden's is planning for their big bazaar on November the 3rd. And I went to help them on the artwork, what was of value and such. And there's two paintings there that have to be very, very old. Like I would say even hundreds of years old.
Wow.
And as how the husband and wife paintings. And we said, isn't it sad though that here's somebody's family treasure, their history, ends up in a church bazaar.
Yeah, really. How does that happen?
Exactly.
Right? I mean, something that really is important.
That's
gets
right.
Put off with everything.
Because my advice, of course, was sell them as a set. And somebody mm-hmm. that's got an older home, or there's something, that's working on that kind of a decor, they'll end up on a restaurant wall.
Or in your house, you can say those are your family. If you've got a bad one, you can say yes, that's them.
That's them.
Loaded lady. Oh, boy. So with the stuff that you do, I know you do the heritage tours, and if people want to go know more about heritage and Saanich, you're happy to talk to their groups?
Oh, absolutely. I have many presentations. I do all the neighborhoods, and I've been writing a little column for the Community Roots, which is a Quadricedar Hills, a basics newsletter, but it's also being distributed more over Saanich. And so I'm doing a series of heritage homes and buildings that are in the community and telling some stories.
I think it's so interesting. I heard one of yours at Highgate Lodge, and places I drive by all the time, really interesting to know who lived there in the past.
Well, and it's
and
interesting
history.
What communities are doing. The Prospect Lake community got together, and that's the thing, it was 2 weeks ago, they launched the book. They put together all the old families lived there. And the offshoot was that at the Royal Oak Schoolhouse is a group that have got together and they're doing the Royal Oak memories. They've got a blog that's happening. They've got old school pictures. And at the Prospect Lake launch, which I spoke at, I got speaking to a lady and she said she grew up on Tattersall And I asked her where she lived. She said what her name was. And she answered a real one house there that I wanted to write about. Didn't know which one it was, but my husband remembered growing up that the McGill home, they had this children's library in the garden, and they had an elephant and such slide. And this was the daughter. And
wow.
It was so exciting, and she told me about Craig Miller Lodge. I should go there, play as a child, and they have a dance floor on the third floor. And
it's neat to capture those memories
exactly.
Before this generation's gone, yeah, for
absolutely.
Sure. We'll be back in a minute. Talk to Vicki Sanders.
Fall is in the air. You can feel the chill. Are you ready? Is your vehicle ready? Why gamble with your transportation? Enjoy the peace of mind knowing Island Muffler and Brake Auto Care has checked your vehicle's tires, alignment and balance, and fluid levels, including antifreeze. Island Muffler and Brake Auto Care services your vehicle according to manufacturer's warranty maintenance schedules. Island Muffler and Brake Auto Care, quality auto repairs and vehicle maintenance for over 40 years.
Island Muffler and Brake.
A new roof is a big investment. One of the most important decisions you can make for the protection and value of your home. Before you do anything, look into a steel roof from Irwin Industries. It's fireproof, moss-free, with clean lines and concealed fasteners. Available in over 40 colors, your new roof will last virtually forever. When it comes to the roof over your head, go with a proven system from a proven company. Irwin Industries, 875 Viewfield Road, irwinvi.com. Call 382-5154.
When you think of all you have to be thankful for, remember to add your freedom to the list.
Men of Canada's magnificent land fleet, poised and pointing at the enemy across the channel.
Until November 10th, pick up a Thank a Veteran card at any Greater Victoria Thrifty Foods. Send it and a donation for equipment to Broadmead Care. Our veterans, they did all they could for us. Please do what you can for them. Call 658-3274 or donate online at broadmeadcare.com. Broadmead Care, exceptional care, exceptional people.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a 3-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday at 12 noon on CFAX 1070. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
We are back, and Vicki Sanders, Signage Counselor, is here. And we've had a lot of fun today talking to Peter Walsh.
We've had a great fun.
Lots of fun.
It's inspired me.
Yeah, inspired me to go home and look at my stuff and then
go home and have a rest.
Yeah, maybe have a rest.
Yeah, maybe.
That's
why we never get it done.
Later.
That's wine.
A cool thing that you did was you nominated someone and they got a Diamond Jubilee. That's
yes.
Coming up.
Yeah. Saanich is presenting a Diamond Jubilee medal to Ellie Rolofson. Ellie Rolofson is now into her 90s, I understand, and she lived in the Camosun area, and I met her through the Camosun Community Association. But prior to that, she had actually started the recycle program in the region, and she led by example. And I remember her coming to the council meeting. And she had one little bag. I'm talking like a paper lunch bag. And that was her garbage for a year. And she talked about how she took pantyhose, or perhaps it was stockings then, and she braided them into mats. And she's quite a unique person and a great person to admire for her small example of what she did led to the whole recycling program in the region.
That's really neat. And so, long before
this was the trendy, the green thing. Before. So on the 22nd, we'll be giving her her Diamond Jubilee medal.
Oh, that's really, must be really rewarding.
Yes, very rewarding. And just feels so good that the whole council unanimously supported her receiving that. And to go back in the archives, as our manager of legislative services went back, and just, it's just incredible.
That's
incredible.
So cool. Another thing, Saanich, curbside garbage. I know they've had this in Oak Bay and other places for a long time, but this is something.
Oh, absolutely. And this is something we've reviewed over the last several years. We surveyed, and they did a pilot program on the organics collection in two regions, areas this past year, and very successful, and found that majority of people are already taking their garbage to the curbside. So it has mixed reactions, of course, but if people are finding it difficult and they can't manage, then we will certainly provide service for, you know, older people or long driveways and such to assist them to get the curb. But there's two reasons. One, the solid waste employees have the most injuries. You know, you imagine lifting those garbage cans all day long and such. So, you know, it creates huge workers' compensation claims and it expands the financial expense to the municipality. So this would help reduce the injuries to staff. And the other thing, of course, too, is the taxes. You know, it will reduce that and the efficiencies of if we remain with picking up recycling, we do organics and garbage, it will just, you know, increase the cost exponentially. So,
and another thing coming up in Saanich is a clay court proposal.
There's a proposal that's private non-profit society, can't remember the name of the Clay Court Society, that would like to construct clay courts in Saanich. And there's a proposal for that. They're proposing to put them on one of the fields, the ball fields at the rear of the Cedar Hill Recreation Center, so that there's an issue of discussion there in the essence that is there a need for clay courts, and is there the other issue is, of course, replacing a public green space that is used. It's both for ball and people running their dogs. There's natural areas. It's right next to Boca Creek. So there's the two issues, whether there's a need and the use of public space for a private organization.
There, and people can...
There's a survey online on Saanich's website, saanich.ca, www.saanich.ca, and it's open till the 19th, I believe. And there's an opportunity for people to weigh in there on their opinions. So I think the big thing to consider first is that the place for it. Mm-hmm. If indeed clay courts are something that are of value to Saanich,
seems pretty specific.
It's very specific, mm-hmm. and it's not a public facility.
Right.
It is a private facility.
Is that set a precedent then for a new model that Saanich is going for, this private public partnership?
Well, we do have the situations in Saanich like the Pisces, which is the sports excellence, and there are a few things such as that. We do have the soccer organizations that have the soccer fields, but that's very open to the use of the public. You join the association, like the soccer associations, Lake Hill, Gorge, and such. That's open to us all to join and take a membership, have your children participate in that. This is more like the racket club. You recall when the racket club?
I do.
Yeah. So
maybe we need a new racket club, a new sports facility that's just tennis or something.
I would suggest that was possibly the place because it would be a membership and such, and it will be for tennis players of excellence. I would suggest, you know, with what the university is doing with their, you know, their new with the Carsa construction and stuff, that's athletes. Of excellence too, that perhaps is a good location for it there.
I'm not an athletic excellence person.
No, I mean, and you know,
I'm a junior.
Saanich certainly has lots of recreational facilities.
I know the Cedar Hill Zumba. Gold.
Yes, and the Cedar Hill Recreation Center is the art center.
It's so used.
It is the art center. And the art center has. It's amazing what that's really happening place now with
it
the arts.
It really
there.
Is. It's it just feels good in there. It's just a beautiful.
It really
facility.
Feels good. So Absolutely. So that's the other thing. That field is part of the arts experience as well. You're painting. You look out there. The fitness people and such too.
Just like when I was involved in Mount Tommy and you're involved in Saanich, it's always good to be involved in these issues, whether you live in the area or not, because we all use these amenities. Tell us if people want to get a hold of you and book heritage tours or know more about Saanich, what's going on, how do they do that?
You can email me at vickysanders@telus.net and vickysanders, Sanders, at telus.net.
Great having you on the show, Vicky. As always, thank you, TJ.
Enjoy being here.
Get out there, clean up your clutter. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.